Okay, we start now the parak of Rav Elazar Demila. It starts with Rav Elazar Omer, but it's called parak of Rav Elazar Demila because it's all about inyanim of Mila on Shabbos. Right, we know Mida Oraisa that Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos. That's the basis of this whole parak, that if a baby is born on Shabbos and then 8 days later is the following Shabbos, you do the Mila even on Shabbos, even though the Mila involves a Malacha. Doing a bris milah involves a malacha daraisa. Still, you do a bris milah on Shabbos. Hopefully, later in the parak, we'll be able to discuss exactly which malacha does milah involve. It's a machlokas rishonim. Exactly what malacha it involves. You know, is it chovel? That itself is a machlokas. What malacha is chovel? Through a machlokas rishonim, is chovel wounding? Is that part of the malacha of shochet? Is that part of the malacha of mefarek? Is that so? There are different shittas about that, but there are other shittas about what malacha mila is. But either way, we know it is a malacha daraisa, which needs a special pasuk to be matirit. The Mishnah starts off with a connected machlokas to that machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, imohevi kli me'erev Shabbos mevio b'Shabbos megula. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that if you didn't bring the kli, the knife, to bimal the baby from Erev Shabbos, and it's in a place where there is no Erev, you're allowed to even bring it on Shabbos, Megula, revealed, meaning not in a hiding way, don't bring it in a bag, bring it in a way where everybody could tell that it is a Mila knife. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Ubis Sakana, but at the time of Sakana, when the non-Jews did not let us do Bris Mila, Rashi says, Shagazur Aramaim al-Hamila. We had our Aramaim yesterday, that was the, we have, if you want to, Osa, right, a Kol Hashem Bo Sakana, Osa Aramai. Right, that the non-Jew, but again, different times of history, different sects of non-Jews, the Yevanim, and others. But here, Rashi says, Aramaim, just a non-Jewish sect, and Mechasei Alpi Edim, that you're also allowed to carry it through the Rishus Arabim, but you have to cover it Alpi Edim, first showing it to Edim, so that they know, so that nobody's choshed you that you're just carrying something else. Yeah. Okay, even more, I'm about to say, not only that you're allowed to, but you even should, because Rabbi Elazar Shita, the Shita, the first opinion in the Mishnah, is that not only is the mitzvah of Mila Docha Shabbos, but even the Machshirei Mila, even the preparatory stages of Mila are also Docha Shabbos. So you're allowed to prepare the knife, you're allowed to sharpen the knife, you're allowed to cut the knife from a tree if you need to prepare a sharp object, as we're going to see in a second. Shita Rabbi Elazar is, when the Mishnah says, when the Torah says, Ubayom HaShmini Yimo B'Sar Alaso, included in that are all the preparatory stages as well. How about carrying the baby? Good question. We'll get to that in Tosfos. V'yodam Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar also says, "Karsim eitzim la'asos pechamin la'asos kli barsel." You're also similar to what he just said. You're allowed to cut wood to make pechamin, to make coals, in order to help the help you prepare the knife in order to mal the baby. That is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. We don't pass in that way. Kolam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues. Kol malacha she'efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos ein adoches haShabbos. Any malacha that could have been done from Erev Shabbos, which means all the preparatory stages to the Bris Mila, those are not docha Shabbos, and therefore, if you didn't do them before Shabbos, you push off the Mila. Right? If you didn't do these preparatory stages before Shabbos, you don't do the Mila. You push it off till day 9 on Sunday. Again, that's to do a Mila within 8 days. So that is, we don't do, because that's a suffix that person is going to remain an RL. Because if a person gets a Mila too early, the child is still an RL. If a person gets a Mila too late, so you got a Mila, you got it 1 day late, but he got it as a Mila. That's why whenever there's a suffix, we always push it off. If a baby is born on Friday night, suffix, during Ben Hashmashas, the Mila is done on Sunday. Can't be done on Friday, because maybe the baby was really be done born Friday night, it was a Shabbos, and day 8 is next Shabbos. If you do it next Friday, it's day 7, so that's why you don't do the Bris Mila on Friday. You can't do it on Shabbos, next Shabbos, because maybe the baby was born really on Friday. So that's why if the baby is born Erev Shabbos, but after Shkia and late, and the posting says it's really a suffix, you do the meal on Sunday, which is for sure not the right day, but still, just to be safe, you do it on that day because it's not too early. So it says Rabbi Akiva, if you didn't do it before Shabbos, then it's not Docha Shabbos, tough luck. V'she'iyev shalat sosem Erev Shabbos, but if you, it was impossible to do it on Erev Shabbos, meaning what can't be done on Erev Shabbos? The meal itself. So that's what's Docha Shabbos. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and that's what we hold, that Machshirei Mila are not Docha Shabbos, only Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. Yeah?
Why should Mila be Docha Shabbos according to
Rabbi
Akiva?
Why should Mila be Docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Akiva? Because that's what's the Torah, a pasuk in the Torah.
He doesn't think he'll be linking it to a pasuk. He's saying it's because it couldn't be done beforehand.
No, but that's could it be done beforehand? It's a determined. You can't argue with the pasuk. Bava says you could do mila on Shabbos. So how limited or expanded is that halacha? Rabbi Kiva says that halacha is teaching me only the mitzvah mila itself. It's assuming we know the pasuk already. Correct. I mean, we did have the pasuk on kuvav. I mean, wasn't working in the dafim, but the kuvav. So that's where it's in me. The itzrich kral the mishri mila achova ba'al machayev. So that's a given. Obviously, we know there are some times that mila is not docha Shabbos. If the baby was fertilized artificial insemination, so the baby that if the baby was born on Shabbos, it's not docha Shabbos. If the baby came out cesarean section on Shabbos, it's not docha Shabbos, which is based on a Gemara on Kuf Lamed Gimel, which Beis Hashem will get to in a couple of days. Kuf Lamed Hey. We've got the next week, Beis Hashem. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's do a little Gemara, and then we're gonna have to do the top tosas and important tosas. First, let's do the Gemara. Ibailahu time of the Rabbi Eliezer Bishim. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that Bishas that there is no sakana, you carry the knife megula? Why megula? What's the big deal? Why just carry it? Why does it have to be revealed? Time of Rabbi Bishum chibuve mitzvah. Is it because you want to be mechabev the mitzvah and you want to make it beloved, and therefore if you do it, you're very proud of it, you want to inspire other people to do the mitzvah, so therefore you do it in public? Odila mishum chshada. Or is the reason that you're supposed to carry it revealed is because of chshad, so nobody thinks that you're carrying in Rishus HaRabim. Notes Rashi, B'sha'as ha-sakana, the seifa of the Mishnah, that obviously is because of chshad, why you have to show it to Edim before you put it under your shirt. That obviously is because of chshad. But the question is only the reisha. The question is, what about the first one that says you have to put it under your, you have to carry it revealed, begali, l'may nafkamina, so what's the difference? La'asuyi b'chusal p'yedim. If it's not a sha'as sakana, are you allowed to carry it covered, but you showed it to Edim before, and you showed it to witnesses, so that people won't be choshed you that you're carrying something else. So, if the reason that you have to carry it revealed is because you want to be mechavev the mitzvah, so then megula and mechuzalo, that it doesn't help if you show it to two people before you start. The whole point is to make the mitzvah beloved in everybody's eyes, so therefore you're supposed to carry it revealed. But if the reason that you have to show it to the witnesses in the seifa is because of chshad, so then afila mechusa shaper dami, that in the reisha, you also would be able to do it mechusa. Mai, what's the maskana? So Idmar Amr Rabbi Levi La Amr Rabbi Lazar Ela Lechibuve Mitzvah. Rabbi Levi says Beferish, the basis of Rabbi Lazar Shita of carrying it Megula is because of Chibuve Mitzvah. So then even in the Reisha you'd have to carry it revealed. Tani Nami Hafi Mevio Megula Ve'in Mevio Mechusa. Did Rabbi Lazar don't bring a Mechusa? Amar Avashi Masizanami Deka. The Mishnah also, the Lashon seems to point in this direction. Diktani Ubishas Hasakana Mechasei Api Edim, because it says in the Seifa, the second line, at a moment of Sakana, you have to cover it Api Edim. Besakana in Shalom Besakana Lausri Medai. Only Bishas Sakana are you allowed to do this. Shalom Besakana, you have to carry it revealed. Shvamina Mishim Chubuve Mitzvah Shvamina. Right? We should always be proud of our mitzvos, do them before Hesia, so that we should, we shouldn't be embarrassed about it. We should do the mitzvah, like I said in Siman Aleph, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, you have to can't be embarrassed by others being mevaz the mitzvah. So you got to be proud of it and do it. Tani idach meviyam megula veviyam mechusa. Another brayso that says the same thing. You have to bring it revealed and not covered. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar. No again hayu b'shas sakana shom meviyam mechusa al pi edim. B'shas sakana they used to carry it al pi edim with people seeing it beforehand, so they're not choshed you that you're carrying something else. Ibay lahu. The Gemara though has one ibaya. When it says that you have to cover, you carry it covered al pi edim. What does that mean? Edim de ka'amar ihu v'chad. Does that mean witnesses, including the person carrying, meaning him and one other person, iba'uhu v'chad, o dilma hu v'trei. Does it mean, al pi edim, the two other people, but not including himself? Tashma, u'bisakana b'chazei al pi edim. So we try to prove, so is it two other people, or one plus him? So the Mishnah says, you have to cover it al pi edim. So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo hu v'trei shapir. Says the Gemara, if it means him and two other people, then the language of the Gemara fits in. Says b'chazei al pi edim, plural. El I amrit hu v'chad, my edim. If it's him and one other person, so why do you have to say al pi edim? Al pi ed, and he sees what's going on. Just say al pi ed, one witness. And then he's the other one. So the Gemara says, no, even the language of Edim can mean one other person. It just means that these two people can come together and be made together in another case. You're right, in this case they can't, because he's what's called the Nogei Abadavar. He's involved in the case, and a Nogei Abadavar can never be a testimony, be an aid in the case. But in another, why would the Mishnah call them aidim? Because they could team up for any other din Torah. But here, here they obviously wouldn't, but that still can mean one aid plus him. Rashi has an important line for Choshen Mishpat ideas. Rashi says, Sheru yun lahay b'makam acher, la'olam, see right across from where we are. Hacha eidus lo shaycha, la'afuki mechshada ba'almahu. It's really not really testimony here. It's not eidus. Right, Eidus, we know Baba Kama and Choshen Mishpat. The Inkan lo dinin mamanis, v'lo dinin afashus, sheyu shnayim. Right, this isn't dinim mamanis monetary cases. This isn't nefashas that it should be called edim. The ma'akar lohu edim de'ika gilui milsa al yedei hasheni. It just means that the second one will be able to reveal, you know, through the second person. Ushnayim karu edim be'edus achrisi she'in nogeaba. But this isn't really called edus. If it's just a gilui milsa ba'almahu. Again, there are various halachas in Choshen Mishpat where we just say gilui milsa ba'alma, and there's a question whether it's really edus or not. Again, this Rashi though was quoted in some of those contexts. Okay, top tosus, important tosus. Tosus says, if you didn't bring a kli, if you didn't do the machshir mila before Shabbos, you could bring it megula. Asks Tosfos, well, Yoni just asked, v'yim tomar, okay, Rabbi Eliezer says that you could bring the knife to the baby. Asks Tosfos, v'yaviyu etinok etzalak kli. Why do you bring the knife to the baby? Bring the baby to the knife. Why is it better? Tahash to leker iser Shabbos klal, tahachay nosi asatzmo. Asked Tosfos, we had earlier in the Tzaddiks, right in Parakam Atzmiya, we had the concept of Chai Nosi Atzmo. A live person carries himself. You remember there was three levels. There was one halacha that everybody agreed to. There was one halacha that everybody said, for sure, there's no Chai Nosi Atzmo. There was one halacha that was a machlokas. Everybody agrees that by a human being, there's Chai Nosi Atzmo. Everybody agrees that if that human being is tied down, kafus, you don't say Chai Nosi Atzmo. Machlokas is, do you say Chayinos Yazasmo? By animals. That was a machlokas between Rav Nosson and the Rabbanan. Those are the three levels of Chayinos Yazasmo. But if you remember, Chayinos Yazasmo only makes it into a Drabbanan. Doesn't make it mutter. You can't just carry a child in which is a rabbim, you know, for nothing. That's still an Issa Drabbanan. So Tosas asks though, so fine, here you have a baby, Chayinos Yazasmo. So why shouldn't you carry the baby to the knife? Why do you carry the knife to the baby? So Tosas, top Tosas answers, two answers. V'yesh Lama, first answer. The katan sarach li'imohu. No, this katan is a tiny little baby. He needs his mother. V'achar ha'milah ha'yitzarach la'achzir le'imo. And after the mila, you're going to have to bring the baby back. So let's say you bring the... What does Tosfos suggest? Bring the baby to the knife. So you're going to have to bring the baby to the knife. And then what? You're going to have to bring the baby back from shul. You're going to have to do it again. V'oz ha'vikafus. And once the baby has the bris mila, then he's going to be kafus. Then he's considered halachically tied down. Why? If he's a chola, because he's a chola, then he can't get up. Because I'm reading B'yoma. As it says in Yoma, afilu tema Reb Nosson. Even Reb Nosson, remember who I just quoted, Reb Nosson, who says even Chaynos Yadasma by animals, Cholashani. So if you're Chola, you're considered Kafus. And you can't bring the mother because the mother's also going to be sick in bed. So that's Tosa's first answer, that why shouldn't you bring the mother to the baby? Why shouldn't you bring the baby to the knife and not the knife to the baby? Because, as Tosfos, shouldn't you do that because bringing the baby is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, while carrying the knife would be an Issa D'Oraisa? Tosfos says no, because fine, you're going to do this Issa D'Rabbanan now, but in 5 minutes from now, after the Mila, you're going to have to bring the baby back, and then there's not going to be any Chon Nosei Asma, because the baby's going to be considered Kafus, and it's going to be a D'Oraisa anyway, so you're not helping yourself. That's Tosfos' answer number one. Any comments about this answer? Oh, ask the Rosh Boy. The other one showed him. What's Tosfos got? Even before he's a chola, he's already tied down. What's 8 years old before the birth, after the birth, makes a difference? We know he has a status of a chola anyway. So say some of the Rishonim, the Rosh Boy and others. The Tosfos doesn't get off the ground. So it's such a great answer, Tosfos. You shouldn't ask the question. Right? It's kafus even before you start. That's one problem that they have with Tosfos. A second issue, though, the Ramban quotes this and other Rishonim quote it. That is that we're within Shitas Rabbi Elezer here. Rabbi Elezer says even Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos, right? Even preparatory stages. Say some of the Rishonim, according to Rabbi Elezer, you don't have to be Medayik what kind of Isser it is. Don't worry about it. You have flexibility here. This is included in the Heter of Shabbos. So don't worry about it. What's the Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? Focus in the view of some of the Achronim, and we're going to see Tosfos and Shitasu in a minute. You know, we have in a couple of places in Shas the concept called Hutra Tchuya. Sometimes when you're allowed to do something, right? There's a concept the Gemara has it by Tuma. Sometimes Tuma is usually not allowed to do the avodah b'tuma. But if all of Klal Yisrael, rov of Klal Yisrael is tamei, what's called tuma putra b'tzibur or tuma dechuya b'tzibur. What does that mean? We push aside tuma, or we make tuma mutter, and therefore you're allowed to do the avodah. So what's the difference between whether something is called putra b'tzibur, it's allowed b'tzibur, or dechuya, it's pushed aside? The big nafgamina is if you have to try to get around it. You have to do everything you can to try to make sure it doesn't occur. If you say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it's hutra. There is no iser here. There is no tumah here. It's hutra, and therefore you're allowed to do the avodah. Dechuya, the pashas means it's still there, but it's pushed aside. So, some achronim, or Mr. Zalman and others say, maybe that's the machlokus here between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos here is worried, you know, you should try to do the less avera, don't do this avera, do the drabban of the daraisa, because Tosfos is assuming it's dechuya b'tzibur. Right, so that's why you have to limit it as much as possible. We're going to see this in Tosfos, which is on the top of the next Talmud. Hashem in the Ramban says, no, Hutra b'tzibur. Rabbi Elazar holds, Mila is Hutra b'Shabbos. That's the issue here. Hutra doy. When you say Mila is allowed on Shabbos, Abiyam Hashmi, how do you understand that Zeres HaKasif? Is the Isra of Mila Hutra b'Shabbos? Is it Dechuya b'Shabbos? Sakharis Nefashos itself has the question. Is Nefashos Dechuya or Hutra? But that's how this might be understood. That Kuva might be the Machlokas Tanaim between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar, who includes Machshirim, right, it might be because Mila is Hutra b'tzibur, therefore you include even preparatory stages. Masha'en Kain, if you say like the Chachamim, maybe they hold Hutra, Dechuya, and that's why only the Maisa Mila itself would be allowed. Okay, that is a second comment on Tosfos. Number one, even Kafas even beforehand. Number two, the issue of Hutra Dechuya. And there's a third important comment on Tosfos. Think about what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, how could you bring the knife to the baby? Right? Rather, you know, bring the baby to the knife. Why? Because it's only going to be Nisa Durabanan. What does Tosfos answer? No, because fine, you're going to do a Durabanan now. But in 5 minutes from now, you're going to have to do a Daraisis, therefore it can't be done. What's the assumption of Tosfos? Exactly. Tosfos says, you can't do something now that's going to cause you to violate Isurim in 10 minutes from now. 1 second, let's ask the question on Tosfos. After you do a Durabanan now, instead of Daraisa. In 5 minutes from now, there's going to be Sakonis Nefashis. You're going to have to care. But Tosfos is worried. This relates to a machlokas that you have we have a number of places. We're going to talk about this on Kuf Lamed Daled. But that's where it comes up. The sugya of Ishtapach Chamimei. What's Ishtapach Chamimei? Machlokas we mentioned a number of times, Balamar Ramban. Balamar Ramban, the Balamar holds. In the olden days, they used to think that a baby had to be rinsed with hot water after the Mila. Had to, was Sakaris Lefashis if he wasn't. So they used to warm up hot water before the Mila in order to rinse the baby on Shabbos with that hot water. It's fine. What happens, though, if it's Shabbos morning and you prepared all the water beautiful before Shabbos and you're ready to do the Mila and all of a sudden, oy vey, the water spills. So there's no more hot water and you're about to do the Mila. Says the Baal Amar, that Mila is pushed till Sunday. Why? Because I know that if I'm going to do the Mila, I'm going to create a situation of Sakaris Lefashis, and then I'm going to have to boil up water. I'm going to have to boil up water? The Torah never says you can boil up water for a baby. You can only do the Mila. Don't do the Mila, you got to push off till Sunday, says the Ramban. You have to be worried about what situation you're going to create. Says the Ramban, Ein la mitzvah el shaito. That's his lashon. When you do a mitzvah, you take a very limited view. You do the mitzvah now. Right now you have a mitzvah bris milah, right? Do the bris milah. In 5 minutes from now you're going to have to be doche Shabbos again because you're going to be at Sakharis Lefashis. Okay, what can you do? That's what you're going to have to do. The assumption of this Tosfos is like the Baal Hamor. You have to be worried. Other Rishonim argue on Tosfos. What are you talking about? Ein la mitzvah el shaita. Again, this comes up in a number of places. I'll just mention one more. Then I'll mention three more Be'ez Hashem when we do Kuf Lamed Daled in Yonah Diyoma. Ramosha has it. I was going to mention that one. Ramosha has, if somebody knows that they're going to be quarantined in a hospital, and they know everything they bring into the hospital is going to be burned, they're not going to be able to take it out of the hospital. Are they allowed to bring their tefillin in for a week? They need to wear tefillin for a week, but they know their tefillin is going to be burned, right? Mechikas Hashem. We just had that a couple of days ago. So that's discusses the Baal Amar Ramban there. Or one more, and then we'll mention others the next time, in the Yonah D'Yoma. Let's say a person is a weak type of individual, and they know if they only can fast one day a month. If they fast more than one day a month, you know, that's going to be, the doctor says, Sakanas Nefashos. So let's say, after Rosh Hashanah, comes Tzom Gedalia. A week later comes Yom Kippur. Is it better to fast on Tzom Gedalia, because that's what comes first, even though that's going to put you into a situation where you're not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Right, you just fast. I'm sorry. What can I do? Sakharis Lefashis. I can't fast again. Or do I say no? Yom Kippur's daraisa. Tzom Gedalia's darabanan. What do you mean? I'm going to do this darabanan. Yom Kippur. So that's machlokes. The Radvaz discussed it. The Stechem, it was a number of shitas regarding that issue. Maybe we'll do it inside on that day. But it's all based on the assumption of this Tosfos, Daf Kuflamid, and the Sugi is really Kuflamid Dalad here and in Eirvin as well. But this comes up in a number of places. Very interesting shilas. Okay, we'll mention a couple of others that day. Okay, fourth wide line. In the place of Rabbi Lazar, right, the Rabbi Lazar who says you're allowed to do machshir and mila on Shabbos, they used to cut wood in order to create the coals, in order to prepare the knife on Shabbos. As we said, even machshir and mila are docha Shabbos. Bimkomo, in his place, meaning the posim say even after he died. He was the Mara D'Asra. He was the posik of that city. So therefore, the city held like that kula. Bimkomo Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in the city of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, haya ochlim sarof b'chalav. They used to eat chicken and milk. They never accepted that din d'rabanan. The Torah says you can't eat meat and milk. What about chicken and milk? That's a mitzvah d'rabanan we pass. We don't do mitzvah d'rabanan either. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili didn't have that din, didn't have that drasha, and therefore in his city that's what they used to hold of. Levi Ikla be Yosef Rishba. Levi visited be Yosef Rishba. Rashi says Sayyid Ofos, the bird catcher. Kribu le Reisha the Tapsa b'chalba. So he brought Levi a head of a tapsa. It's like a type of bird b'chalba and milk. Loachal. So Levi didn't eat it. When Levi later came in front of Rebbe, Amalei Amaylo Tisham Tinu. Why didn't you put that host in Chayrim? He brought you chicken and milk? What a terrible guy. Amalei answers Levi, no, Asir de Behuda ben Beseira Habi. I was in Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira city. The Amina, and I thought to myself, Dilma Darsh look Rebbe Yosef Aglili. Maybe he was like Rebbe Yosef Aglili that says chicken and milk is mutter. So this, I don't eat it. But you can't do when in Rome. You don't say that when it comes to these certain kind of halachas. But maybe he said it was mutter for him. Ditznan, as it says in Chulin, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Nemar Lo Sochel Kol Nevelav Lemer Lo Svashu Gedi Bechalevi Mo. It says next to each other in last week's parsha, you can't eat any nevela. And next to it, in the same pasuk, it says Lo Svashu Gedi Bechalevi Mo. That's the makor for Basar Bechalev. So we darshin smichus es sha asur. Right, this is one of those. It says darshin and smuchin. Says right whether you dart what?
But it's in Tvar, even if you don't
like exactly. It. So the quiz is machlokes in Kalatar Akula in the first four parts of the Torah, whether you use this tool of smuchin, you darshan things next to each other. But as Seth just pointed out, everybody agrees that in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, you darshan smuchin. So here he uses a smuchin. Etz asir mishum nevela asir dvasa bashar b'chalav. Anything that's asir mishum nevela, an animal that could be asir, that dies without shchita, that could be asir mishum nevela, asir dvasa b'chalav. So that's the type of item that's going to be asir to cook meat and milk. So of asir mishum nevela yachi yeh asir dvasa b'chalav. So birds, no chicken should be in that category. It's asim shem nevela. I would think that it should be asim shem basav chalav. Tamalomer b'chalevi mo yotza of she'in lo chalev aim. Right. So we say v'idashin. No, b'chalevi mo. It says on birds don't have milk. Right. Birds don't feed their young with milk, and therefore they are excluded. That's the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Hagalili. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Irachas Haisav Eretz Yisrael Shai Ozen Rabbi Lazar. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael that used to follow Rabbi Lazar's opinion, meaning they used to prepare, do all the malachas of preparation on Shabbos by a mason bismanon, and they all lived to a ripe old age and they died in their proper time. V'lo od, and not only that, El Shabbat Machas Gazer Machas Arisha Gzera Yisrael Ala Mila. One time there was the evil government made a gzera against Mila. Also Ha'ir Lo Gazra. And that city merited that they didn't have the Gzera because they kept to their guns and they did Bismila properly and very carefully. Oh, what's shot with that? So we'll get to that in a minute.
Why is he bringing this thing about the milk and
The milk and the meat is brought because we just had the line that in the Makom of Rabbi Lazar they used to follow his kula of doing the machshirim, doing the preparatory stages. So too they brought another case where in a certain place of Atana they followed his kula even though it's against the rest of Klal Yisrael. Again, but this is the halacha. If somebody has a mesora to follow a certain posek, so you can follow that posek even though it's against others. The Rashba has an interesting tshuva. In Reish Nun Gimel, Rashba has thousands of tshuvos. So he was asked, let's say my posek goes against the Rambam and my posek. He's a Rishon. He said, let's say my posek goes against the Rambam and the Rif, right? The big guns. Right? We know the general, the Shulchan Aruch, looked at the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush when he decided who to paskin like. Most of the time, he went 2 out of 3: the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. Except if the Rambam was by himself, sometimes he went like the Rambam also, even though it was against the other two. Right? That's Maran. And that's what he held. But let's say, so the questioner would ask, what happens if the Rambam and the Rif, the Gedolei Olam, are against this other person, Rishon? Are you allowed to hold like him? So the Rashi has a tshuva here. And so he notes, he starts giving background. Ein kol haposkim b'hachachavim shavim. Not every posik is created equal. V'lo kol ha-makomo shavim en adin. Shino, he says, if two poskim, one says other, one says matir, if one is noda, if one is known to be greater, then that's it. Holchanachar ben lahachar ben lahakel. If they're equals, then you have something daraisa. You go lachumra, darana, go lakula. Avolum haya rav echad bim komam v'lom meidim hein holchin achar dvarav. But if you have a certain rav in your community and he's the mar da asra and you ask him all your shilas, then that's it. You can follow him even if there are other rabbanim that say otherwise. And then he quotes our gemara b'kol mishab elazer korsin hazin lasuf v'chamin lasuf zizemel. And he says similarly, interesting at the end, umenadera chazeh kol shenagu lasos kol maaseyem. Let's say you do everything according to one posek. You follow that halacha. Right? So what does this come up? It comes up. Sometimes you see people who follow the gra. I follow the gra. I don't say the end of benching. I don't say v'shamru. You know, I follow the gra. So, okay, so they follow the gra. They have to do everything like the gra. But people point out that, you know, they follow the gra. You can't just follow the gra in tefillah and not follow the gra. The gra wrote on Choshe Mishpah too. And he also wrote on Orach Chaim, Eben Ezer. And, you know, I follow the gra. I follow the gra where it saves me time. Nachas v'shalom. You have to follow the gra, you know, the whole way. So if you follow the gra, wonderful. The gra says many things. We have to make sure that, I don't know all the things that the gra says, but you got to make sure that you do everything the gra says, not just the ones that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, or etc. Anyway, but that's application of that Rashba. What about the city? They died bismano. So the Marsha explains that you know, they were very careful about the mila. Do you have to do machshiri mila beforehand? The answer is no. They dafka wanted to do it to show this was the halacha. This is their mesorah from their rebbes, and it was mida keneged mida because they did everything bisman of the mila. That's why they died bisman. And then he quotes at the end. The Marsha quotes the afal bishein raya lo davar zeichel lo davar. Even though there's no proof that about this in the Torah, there's a hint. Yitzchak haya harishon shenimo l'shmona bismano meis bismano. Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to get his bismillah on the eighth day. He died bisman. Avram shenibo shalom bismano meis heishanim kodem bismano. Avram Avinu did not get the bila bisman. He didn't get the tzivu. He wasn't his fault. But therefore he died bisman. He died earlier. He died 5 years earlier, 175. But earlier than Yitzchak. So that's why when Yaakov Avinu was worried when he was within 5 years, he doesn't know if he was going to die in the time of his father, the time of his grandfather. But that's what the Marsha says. It was Mida Keneged Mida, a hint of the Torah.
Yaakov didn't
have Mila Bismah? Okay, so he didn't know this Drasha. He didn't know this Marsha. Yeah.
When it says if you carry
and expose. In Sheva Eber, they didn't have the Marsha. I don't know. Yeah. Well, the baby is indoors, so the issue is going to be carrying it. You could both, maybe Dal Ramas and Rosh Hashanah, and carrying it from one house to Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, we don't pass in that way. We pass in that you have to do all the preparatory stages. If you live in a place without an Erev, you got to make most of the time when there's a bris done in a place where there's no Erev, you do it at home. Because how could you get a guide? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But we pass in that you have to do all the Machshir Mila beforehand. Chilul Shabbos and Nisr Kares, I'm sorry.
The fact they lived a long time
shows that they were being Mekayim. Wasn't right. And Mila, they have these issues. Mila is one of the two that are Mrs. Asay, that's Chayav Kares. Tanya, two dots. Rav Yehuda Gamliel Omer. Kol Mishnah Sekeva Olam B'Simcha Kogon Mila, any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were Mekabel B'Simcha, like Mila, K'tesiv, as it says in Tehillim, Sasa Nochei Elim Rasecha Kamosi Shalal Rav. David HaMelech says, I'm happy about your imros, about things that you said, like finding a treasure, kamotzi shalal rav, adayin osan osa b'simcha. Any mitzvah they accepted b'simcha, like this mitzvah, this mila is associated with that pasuk of sasanochi alam arsecha. They're still doing b'simcha, right? What do you mean? Does this pasuk refer to mila? So Rashi explains imrasecha. So that's a reference to the first amira that was said to Klal Yisrael to Avram Avinu, and that is the mitzvah of mila. So there's a reference that this pasuk is referring to mila. That's also the Gemara in Menachos. He quotes that David HaMelech was in the shower and he was upset because he was arim mikol mitzvahs. He wasn't doing any mitzvahs. Then he realized the mila and he says, "Oh, now I'm happy." Sasanochem. He was so excited that he found the mitzvah even there. V'chol mitzvah shkibol beketata, and any mitzvah that they were makabel beketata could go on arayos. Right? People were upset. Ketata means they're argumentative. As it says that Moshe heard the people crying, the families were crying. But we darshin al iske mishpachosav, because now they have families and they can't marry whoever they want. That also, there's still arguments whenever that takes place. Where is that? Shown to Lekha Ksuba de la Roma Batigra. It's never a wedding that's fully without arguments. No, there's always some type of ktata between the parties involved. So therefore, because that was from the original time when Bnei Yisrael were upset about the halachos of Arayos. Two points on this Gemara. So it says it's done b'simcha. So the Rashi, look what Rashi here says. B'simcha, she'osin mishte. Two words, she'osin mishte. That's makes a party. Tosfos sasanochi. Tosfos quotes Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Vayas Avraham mishte gadol b'yom gamal tzitzchak. B'yom gamal tzitzchak, and b'yom hashmini. Right, the Tosfos quotes that Avraham made a party. This is the makar for a seudas bris milah. Sudas Bismillah, according to some post-skimmers, a Dinda Raisa. Based on that pasuk, based on this Gemara, it's a very, it's even though it doesn't talk about it so much, but Befeirish in the Gemara, even though it talks about Sudas Erisin, Sudas Nisuin, it doesn't talk about Sudas Bismillah, but there are some sources that say Sudas Bismillah is very chamor. That's why, as we know, we don't invite to a Sudas Bismillah. We just say what time it is. You know, the milah is going to be here because you don't want anybody to, has to go to work, to refuse an invitation to such an important Suda. That's why we just put up signs that bris is. That's what they say you're invited to. Because that would make it more difficult for a person to get out of it. But that's based on this Gemara. There are more quotes in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea. Noagim lasos biyom ha-suda biyom ha-mila. Then he quoted the Rama as v'nagul v'kachas minyan l'bris mila mikra sudas mitzvah v'chol mi she'eno ocha b'sudas bris mila havi k'minude la'shamayim. Right? It's not a good idea not to eat at a sudas bris mila. So that's the what the Rama quotes. Menudah l'shamayim, that means you're like excommunicated to heaven. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea. Okay, interesting story. The Pischei Tshuva even quotes there. Pischei Tshuva, this is also brought down l'halacha. Pischei Tshuva is always amazing. It doesn't need my... always interesting on Shulchan Aruch. If you ever want to find the interesting Tshuvas quoted, the Pischei Tshuva lived in the 1800s. It's a compilation of a lot of the Tshuvas of the Achronim. He always quoted Nodav Yehudas and Chasam Sofers. He was late. So he quotes here, he says, V'ayim b'sefer told us Shabbos, v'arachayim simin reish nun. Shekasa b'ha de mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho roi lizar gam b'su'udas bris milu b'chasana. Said, with a concept we're going to discuss about the Shema on Tuesday night shiurim, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, it's better to do a mitzvah yourself than to do it through a shliach. Pischei Tshuva says maybe that applies to the su'udas bris milu as well. So that's why you should try to, even though you're going to get a lot of presents for the bris, try to pay the caterer yourself. Because that's a kiyum of Suda's Bris Mila, and Poskim say there's an inyan of mitzvah bo, yosim b'shlucho, specifically by the Suda of the Bris Mila. So that's why one should be machpid about that. Fine, that was also the first half. What about the second half? Anything that we were makal b'ktata like Arayos, we still do b'ktata. So I saw an interesting quoted, the Sharm Seder Malacha quotes the Mahari Bruna, one of the early Achronim that quotes, maybe that's one of the reasons why there's a minute to fast on the day of the wedding. Right, to kind of balance out the machlokes that's going to happen later. So the minhag, the fast of the day of the wedding, to be mevatel that tikra. Again, there are other reasons given as well. Most famous reason is Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, Mechilas Avonos. And so another reason, very nice reason, that the wedding symbolizes, this is going to be the start of the physical relationship between the husband and the wife. Right, beforehand there was no physical relationship, and now this is going to be the start of the physical relationship. So maybe to emphasize that this relationship really is on so many different levels, they're poreach from physical activities, from physical eating, the day of the wedding, before, as just a symbolic reflection that, you know, the relationship is emotional and psychological and on all different levels. And tonight, obviously, the physical relationship is very important in Yahadus. We take it very seriously. But the day of the wedding, we try to be poreach a little bit from the physical just to have that balance, to show that the relationship is on various levels. Okay, so the three different reasons why the minhag is to fast. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasu yisrael atzman aleihem lemisa b'shas gzeiras ha'malchus. Any mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were moser nefesh for, when there was a gzeira against it, kagon, avodas kochavim u'mila, like avodas zara and mila, adayin hi mochzeches biyadam. If they were moser nefesh for it, then it's still strong in their hands. V'chol mitzvah shlomasu yisrael atzman aleihem lemisa b'shas gzeiras ha'malchus. Any mitzvah that they were not moser nefesh on, kagon, tefillin, adayin hi merupe biyadam. Tefillin, they were not moser nefesh on, so therefore that mitzvah is still weak in their hands. How do you know that tefillin is, they weren't moser nefesh for? A story that we had back on Memtes. Damar Rabbi, let's read the story and then we'll figure out how this proves anything. Damar Rabbi, tefillin needs a clean body, like Elisha Balkanafayim. Mahi, what does it mean a clean body? So before we get to the story, Amar Abai Shalai Yafiach Bahem, Rav Amar Shalai Yishin Bahem. Abai says, what does it mean a guf naki? That you're not allowed to have any of your bodily functions occur with your tefillin on, because that's a bizayon. Rav Amar Shalai Yishin Bahem, you can't sleep with your tefillin on because you might come to be mefiach. So that's why you need a gufnaki. My karulei Elisha Bakanafayim. Why was he called Elisha, the winged person? Remember the story? Shapam Achaz, can't forget it. Gazer Malchus Arisha Gzeira Yisrael. Malchus Arisha, a terrible government, made a Gzeira, Shalem Niach Tfilin Arosho, Yikra Mocho. Anybody who has tfilin on his head will get his brain ripped out, right? Because that's the Makam HaTfilin. Post can talk about why only the tfilin Shal Rosh are they upset about. Anybody puts tfilin Al Rosho, what about tfilin Shal Yad? Right, so they're covered. Says that they don't have to be revealed. Not that they have to be covered; they don't have to be revealed, right? We say lechem chila some achronim say it, but maker adin is just that the tefillin shel rosh can't be covered. The tefillin shel rosh can be covered. Some say lechem chila should be, but the gemara and brachas that we lit said maybe the tefillin shel rosh somehow inspires awe in the nations of the world. Kishem shem nikra levi mecha elu tefillin shel rosh. So maybe that's why they would dafka upset at the tefillin shel rosh. So it says, anybody who wears tefillin will get his brain ripped out. By Elisha, meaning tefillin, Yosef Lashuk. Elisha used to wear tefillin and went out to the marketplace. Baruch Kastor Echad Ratzmin Lefanav, Ratz Acharav. A captain started running after him. Given Shigia slow, once he cornered Elisha, Natzla Mirosha Vachsan Biado, he took off his tefillin and put it in his hand behind his back. Amalei, my biatcha, what's in your hand? Amalei, kanfeyona, I have nothing. I just have wings of doves. Pashat his yado v'nimsu b'kanfeyona. He opened his hands and saw kanfeyona, a dove flew out. Amazing nace took place. L'fichach ha'ikaron aso b'alkanafayim. That's why he got the nickname Elisha b'alkanafayim. Maisha kanfeyona, why specifically did he pick wings, a dove? The Amalei, and by the way, this is what Stewie mentioned at the time, if you remember back a couple months, that's why some people have the minhag to wrap their tefillin and have the thing sticking out. Have the ritzuah sticking out on the side as it looks like a little bird. Right, so that's where that minhag comes from. So why a Yonah? The Amalei, my shakam, a Yonah, the Amalei, the Amalei, Shire, Ophos, not other birds. We should the Dami Knesset all the Yonah, because B'nai Yisrael compared to a dove, a Yonah. Shinemar, Kanfe Yonah, Nechpepa Kesef, Vebroseh, Beirak Rak Charutz. My Yonah zu knafeha maginos aleha. If you saw mitzvos maginos aleha, just like a Yonah, its wings protect it, so to B'nai Yisrael, its mitzvos protect her. Wonderful story. How did it prove, though, that B'nai Yisrael aren't zahir in the mitzvah of tefillin? You know, I read the story, it seems like they're pretty moser nefesh. Right? Doesn't this graphically show it? So does it mean? Maybe it means it was only him. It was only him. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Damer Rabbi Yonah tefillin zirus gufnaki, shelo yafiach alma lo zehiri behu v'shamina mina delo masru alei ella Elisha levado." It was only Elisha. Tosfos is just the opposite. Bottom Tosfos, "Amar lekanfe Yonah harei shelo masru atzmo lo mar tefillin hein." Unbelievable. Tosfos says, "Why did he take him off? He should have said they were tefillin and given his life. He was moser nefesh." Interesting. Remember, this relates back to discussions we had back on Memtes. We showed him ask opposite questions. First question that the Tosfos and the Ritva and the Ramban, everybody asks, is how could he have done it in the first place? This isn't one of the big three. It's not one of the big three. So how could he have done it? So he says, maybe because Gzeiras Malchus, he was allowed to put it on. So the question is, how did he take it off? If it's Gzeiras Malchus, and that you have to give your life even for a tiny little mitzvah, even for a rock to the Masana, how you tie your shoelaces, then how do you take them off? Right? We answered the kasha so well that he had to put them back on. How do you take them off? So we had four different answers then. The Ritva says there's only a mitzvah, midaraisa, it's all day. But Mikra Din, it's for 1 minute. So you can take it off. Or maybe that only applies to mitzvah lo sase, not to mitzvah sase, the Ramban says. There are various answers we had how he could have taken them off. But and then if you remember the Ran, that was the last thing, and then we'll continue going on. The Ran there had said, how did he put him on in the first place? He gives a different answer. He says, even if it's not one of the big three, you're allowed to volunteer to be Moser Nefesh. The Ram does not pass in that way. Right? But that's how the Ran answered the question. But that whole discussion relates to this Tosfos, which is a tremendous Chiddush. You read this Gemara, you think, give Elisha a pat on the back. Tosfos comes up and says, no, he should have kept this, he should have said they were tefillin, should have been Moser Nefesh. Very, very hard for us to accept that. We like Rashi. He was the only one. Elisha Balkanafayim. When you tell so many stories about him, we're gonna say that he wasn't? Okay, but that is Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. Oh, but just one point I forgot to mention. Mila has simcha involved in it, as the Gemara says, Sasa Nochi Lemarsecha. But the Gemara in Ksuba says, It's not fully b'simcha as other events. The Gemara Yisuba says that we don't say shahasimcha bimono by a bris because of what's called sara diyanuka. You know, it's not appropriate if the pashas, if the baby's crying, if the baby's in pain. You know, it's not appropriate to say shahasimcha bimono. But that's why there's no dancing by a bris. That's why some say there's no shechianu. Or what about the difference between a pigeon aben and a bris? So that's why some say there's no sara diyanuka by pigeon aben. Tosaf says though that's more rare. Pigeon aben, you don't half the time you don't have one. But that's part of the discussion why there's no shesimcha b'mona. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar. There's more here, but we have to go on. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Rav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pamacha shachuvo heviu zemel be'erev Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the knife on erev Shabbos. The heviu b'Shabbos derech agos v'derech hatzeros. So they brought it through the roofs, through the courtyards. Shelo b'ritzon rebalaza. They brought it through these courtyards, which I might add is an issur d'rabbanan. They didn't bring it through the street, which is d'oraisa. They brought the knife through the courtyards against the ratzon of Rabbi Elazar. Matzal of Rabbi Yosef, shlo b'ratzon Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was upset at this. Adarab, Rabbi Elazar with the shirt. Rabbi Elazar said you can even bring it through the street. So why was he so upset about this? V'chitim, shlo b'ratzon Rabbi Elazar. The shari afil b'shus Rabim. And if you want to tell me it means, he didn't like it because he thought you were being too machmir. Right, because he thought you could bring it even through the street. Elaber its own rabbana. Dazir derech shizra. I'm sure derech gagos with derech chaserz v'kapifos. But it was like the rabbana. It wasn't like Rabbi Elazar, but it was like the rabbanan who say you can't bring it through the street, but you can bring it through these other ways. Umishari, no, the rabbanan don't even allow that. They don't allow you to. The rabbanan say you can't even do machshirei mila on Shabbos. You can't even do it if you're going to violate it through an issur d'rabbanan. You can't even do it anything. Mishari, Vatanya the Brisa says, Kishem Shem Mivinos lo derech Rosh Hashanah, Mekachem Mivinos lo derech Gagos, Vol derech Karpifos lo derech Chaserus. You can't bring it through roofs or through Karpifos or types of fields. Vol derech Chaserus or through courtyards. So it's against the Rabbi Elazar. It's too machmir for Rabbi Elazar. It's too makel for the Rabbanan. These would be called maybe. Well, they're not pure Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to be everything's mutter. Right, so they're violating the Surah Rabbanan here. Ella Amar Rabbala, Amar Ravashi, even if it's two different Rishas HaYachids, it might be a problem we've had in the past. They're owned by different people. Ella Amar Ravashi, Shlo Ratzon Rabbi Elazar Machukuso. It means it's not like the Rabbi Elazar or the one who argues on him, but like a third Shita, Ella Baratzon Rabbi Shimon. It's like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has the middle Shita, that you could violate the Rabbanans for Machshire Mila. Titzan Rabbi Shimon Omer in a Ravin, Echad Gagos, Echad Karpi. Well, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. Like a different sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which has a different application. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Echad Karpi, Echad Chatzeros, Kulan Rishos Echad Hain, Lachelim Shashafse Besochan, Lachelim Shashafse Besochan Bais. Rabbi Shimon in a Ravin, we're going to have this Rabbi Shimon in a couple of months. Right? That Rabbi Shimon says that all the roofs and fields and yards in a city are all called one Rishos. As long as there's no street in between them. And even though you're going to go from one karpef to another karpef to a chatzer to a gag, they used to use roofs in the olden days much more than we do. Right? They used to use them as another room. So all of those are really considered one rishus. So what does Rav Shimon say? In the case that you're allowed to go through the derech karpef for chatzeros, that's because you didn't do anything wrong, according to Rav Shimon. That's the derech heter, and l'chora, you did the mila in one of these chatzers. You didn't do it in the house, or else that would already be a violation. So it's like the shita of Reb Shimon. Because he holds they're all one rishus regarding things that were left in there before Shabbos. You can't carry something from the house into them, or from them into the house. But anything that was there when Shabbos started, you're allowed to carry within any of those rishuyos on Shabbos. There is a big discussion, what about, again, we don't have time to go into it, but the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion here, what about asking a goy to carry the knife? Right, Amir la'akum. Right, so what do we pass? We pass on like Rabbi Akiva that says you can't have a Jew even do a drabana. So what about a guy? Amir la'akum. Amir la'akum. So let's figure this out. Carrying a knife through a Rishus Arabin, that's a daraisa. So Amir la'akum is one shvus. We'll call this a drabana. Shvus b'makamila. So is that mutter? So there's a major discussion in the postgame right here, in the Rishonim right here. The Shulchan Aruch passes l'chumer. The Shulchan Aruch says, which is what we usually say, what do we need? Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. We need a double shvus. We don't pass in like the itur. The itur is the minority of Rishonim. One of the lesser Rishonim. He says shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. The itur says that. But we're Rishonim passing against the itur. Right? We say you need a double shvus. Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Shvus to shvus b'makom tzarech gadol. B'makom tzarech rabim. A double. You could allow a guy to do a drabanan. You could allow a guy to carry it through these backyards. Right? But you can't allow him to do a daraisa. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah, though, says, maybe you can rely on the Eitzer here. The Ramah never says you can rely on the Eitzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains that here, maybe Shiny Mila. Mila is such a special mitzvah. It's Makom Kares, etc. So maybe, though we don't usually paskin like the Eitzer, maybe by Mila, we would allow it. So again, you have to ask, the Ramah says it. But that's daka here. Amir Lakum b'makom mitzvah one shvus. Oh, that's what the Mishnah Berurah adds on. Thank you. The very next point, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, and besides, bizman hazeh, it's very hard to find the Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa. Right, so then so that's why he says the lechora we can be maker like this Rama, right? Which is also the Mishnah Berurah Lishitaso, because in Hilchas Hotza he has a kasha which he leaves Betzarach Ian. Why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos bezman hazeh? There's no Rosh Hashanah Rabban Daraisa anyway. So why is there a gzera deraba? We discussed it a couple years ago in the Beis Hashira. Okay, next let's go a couple more lines. Boy, Ben Erev Zera Meir Avasi. Reb Zera asked Reb Avasi an Erevin question. So we just had the sheet of Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? If all the roofs and fields and yards are all considered one rishus for Caleb that started in there, they can be moved around and they're all Shabbos. So ask Reb Zera from Ravasi. Mavi shlon shtatfibo, molo talta bakula. If you have a mavui that you didn't do shituf in. What does shituf mean? We have something, we have, just think of the picture in your head. Houses go into chatzers, chatzers go into mavuis. Mavuis are alleyways. We had this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. So, in order for all houses to be able to carry in their chatzer, they have to combine and become one big happy family. That's called an Erev Chatzeros. The same principle applies for all the chatzers to be able to carry in the mavui, to become one big happy family. It's the same principle, but it's called shituf mavos. The first one is called Erev Chatzeros. Houses to courtyards is the same as courtyards to alleyways. So, says the Reb Zera from Ravasi, let's say you have a mavui that they didn't become one big happy family, they didn't do shitufin, malo tata bakulo. But what happens if you have something that started out in the mavui? Are you allowed to carry that around in the mavui? Like we just had shitufin of Reb Shimon, that says once it's there before Shabbos, are you allowed to do that? Mi Amrinan, do you say kechatzer dummy? Do we compare it to a chatzer? Ma chatzer avakadlo arva mutulatada bakulo. By a chatzer, even without an Erev Chatzeros, if the object started out in the chatzer, you can move it around the chatzer. Erev Chatzeros is only needed to carry from the house to the chatzer and vice versa. But do we say it's like a chatzer? Hai nami avakadlo shatfubo mutulatada bakulo. And so to hear, even if you didn't do shituf, still, the mavui is the same thing. You can still carry within that rishus. Oh, domalo, dami lechatzer. Or no, it's different than a chatzer. The chatzer is leidal mechitzos, high less leidal mechitzos. A yard is more similar to a rishus hayachid, right? A chatzer has four walls around it, and a mavi doesn't. Inami chatzer is ladiurin, or a chatzer has people live there in a chatzer. They people are there much more, high less ladiurin. This alleyway, people walk through, but it's not like it's so common to live, be there. Shasiv lo amalev lo midi. So Reb Asi did not have an answer for Reb Zera. Later, one time, Rav Asi was saying the following. The Rav Asi, who did not know the answer to this question, another time said the following. And that's why there's going to be a question. Why didn't you know this earlier? One time they didn't bring the knife before Shabbos. They have Yuba Shabbos, and they brought it on Shabbos. And the Chachamim were upset. How could they follow Rabbi Elazar? We don't pass on like Rabbi Elazar, that you're allowed to do the Machshiri Mila, carry the knife. Why don't we pass on like Rabbi Elazar? Number one, he's a Shamuti. What's a Shamuti? So as Machalikos, we're showing him all over the place. Rashi here quotes two opinions. Shamuti, either he was excommunicated, famous story in Bava Metzia Nuntes with the oven, and he said, Lo Bashamayim, right? But that's number one, they put him in Chayrim. Or number two, he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Two opinions Rashi quotes here, why we shouldn't pass him like Rabbi Elazar. Also, we go like the majority, so what are you doing like Rabbi Elazar? Vamar Boshia She'ilas Rabbi Yehuda HaGozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Gozer, the cutter. That means the Moel. Yehuda Gozer. That's like a name. Vamar Li, and he said to me, Mavi Shalin Shtatfubo. Really, the story was that what they carried in, it was talking about a case where there was a Mavui that they didn't do Shituf in. Vaisome HaRishon HaRishon. They brought the knife from one side of the Mavui to the other side of the Mavui. That's the story. And that's why it was Mutter. And not like Rabbi Elazar. So Rav Zera was there again. So he asked Rav Asi, do you hold like this? That you're allowed to be metatel in the mavui if you didn't make a shituf? Yes, of course I do. I asked you this last week, and you didn't give me this answer. Is it because, like, you know, the more you learn and you remembered? So now you learn this and you realize that this was the halacha. You're right. You know, through my learning, I remembered this was the halacha and this is what I realized. So that's why the halacha is here by a mavui that wasn't, that you didn't do a shituf, you could still carry in it, just like you can carry in a chatzer. So there's a difficult Rashi here, and this will finish. Rashi here seems to say that they carry from one mavui to the other side of the mavui. Rashi says, Va'aisuhu, four lines from where they get wide, Shayatino babayis shebarosh ha-mavui, v'izemu babayis shebarosh ha-acher. So the Marsha and other Rachmanim asked, what do you mean, the bias? A bias to a Mavi? Nobody's talking about that. Mavi to a Mavi, within the Mavi. So Tzarek Ian on that Rashi, maybe the Girsa, the Marsharim shift changes the Girsa, but either way, that's a difficult Rashi. But we'll stop here by the Itmar, and the Hashem Menachem will pick up tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos, and she was David Tzvi, Zechon Nishmas David Tzvi, Ben Dov, Mordechai. Okay, Rav Elazar Demila is a great parrot. Come on time, everybody, and get into it. Somebody has to turn this off because what's his name had to leave?